our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 332, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Forever settled in the heavens, thy word, O Lord, shall firmly stand. Thy faithfulness shall never fail. The earth abides at thy command. And what follows, Psalter 332, the first three stanzas. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 45, the verses 1 through 15. And afterwards from the canons of Dort, the fifth head of doctrine, the articles 9 and 10. Genesis 45, the first 15 verses. Then Joseph could not restrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near. And he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in the which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Haste ye, and go up to my father, and say unto him, thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou, and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. And there will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh unto you. And ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that ye have seen. And ye shall haste and bring down my father hither. And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them. And after that, his brethren talked with him. Thus far the scripture reading. From the canons of Dort, the fifth head of doctrine of the perseverance of the saints, the articles 9 and 10. Article 9 of this preservation of the elect to salvation and of their perseverance in the faith. A true believers for themselves may and do obtain assurance according to the measure of their faith, whereby they arrive at the certain persuasion that they ever will continue true and living members of the church, and that they experience forgiveness of sins and will at last inherit eternal life. This assurance, however, is not produced by any peculiar revelation contrary to or independent of the Word of God, but springs from faith in God's promises, which He has most abundantly revealed in His Word, for our comfort, from the testimony of the Holy Spirit, witnessing with our spirit that we are children and heirs of God. Romans 8 verse 16. And lastly, from a serious and holy desire to preserve a good conscience and to perform good works. And if the elect of God were deprived of this solid comfort, that they shall finally obtain the victory, and of this infallible pledge or earnest of eternal glory, they would be of all men the most miserable. Yesterday, Mr. Jake Van Leer was privileged to return to Bethesda. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Our most merciful Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when we may gather within the walls of thy house and attempt with our unclean lips to draw nigh unto thee, the most glorious majesty, may it please thee to grant a broken and a humble heart for all the blessings which thou hast granted unto us and our children hitherto in this week and in this very day, and a profound impression whom thou hast given all those blessings to, and that is poor sinners, transgressors from the womb, and we transgress thy law, ah Lord, then thou yet makest such a great difference where there is no difference, because we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And may all thy goodness not have to testify against us, but may it be thy goodness and thy mercies that will lead to that godly sorrow, that true repentance, by the work of the Holy Spirit, our Lord. Then we remember all the desolate, the destitute, the hungry ones, the homeless ones, so many of them, upon the face of the earth, those whom in this day had nothing to eat, those that live in countries where the war continues, those that live in countries where there is persecution, were the church desires to gather together, but word is impossible. The sick and the afflicted, those in hospitals, on sick beds, on death beds, the great multitudes in prisons, and then the billions that have not the truth of thy holy word. Under a strange religion, others deceive for eternity, and so many that have no desire to place themselves under the authority of thy holy word. But, Lord, it is a great blessing when we may be under thy word. But in itself it is not enough, because thou hast recorded in thy holy word that it was not all Israel that was called Israel, our Lord. Then we need the work of a triune God. Then we need to be wrought upon by thy Holy Spirit. And then we humbly ask thee, Lord, do bless thy holy word in this evening hour, that it may be thy time, thy set time, that sinners, that they may be born again, to become a seeker, to be given to cry unto thee, to learn who thou art, to learn who we are, to learn and weep about that separation and that room for the precious Savior may be made in the heart, Lord. Thou hast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee, but it shall prosper in the thing whereunto thou shalt send it, and it shall be for the glory of thy name. Lord, wilt thou remember thy Zion? Thou knowest where they live. Thou knowest their condition. Thou knowest also how they have come up in this evening hour. May it please thee to be a surprising God. That the greater Joseph, that he may reveal himself by the first time, but also by renewal, to have those further leadings in the steps of grace. Lord, do then bless thy word in the midst of us and our children. The labors are manifold, and then continually, then thou places dung around the tree of our life, and then thou art coming to look for fruit, and rightfully so, because thou hast created us in this thy image. But, Lord, thou knowest, thou shalt only be glorified in thy own work. So we commend thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth unto thee. May the kingdom of Satan, he has but a short time. We live in very serious and solemn times. May we have eyes to see it and hearts to perceive it, where there is a falling away and the enmity against thee, thy word, and against thy Son, that is greatly on the increase. But there is a church that is lying under the seal of election that must and shall be brought forth. And thou hast declared that all power is given unto thee in heaven and upon earth. Lord, remember the many temporal needs in the day of yesterday. Then a father was privileged to return to Bethesda and thou wast given such a remarkable recovery. Ah, Lord, grant humble and broken hearts, remember him together with his wife and family circle. We commend unto thee the handicapped daughter with her parents that hope to begin their homeward journey in the day of tomorrow. Wilt thou grant traveling mercies and return them safely in our midst. Remember the young father that is recuperating. Wilt thou bless him together with his dear wife and children. Wilt thou remember all under the physician's care, those with that dreaded disease. Remember the crosses and the burdens. Bless the family circles. Wilt thou provide for our daily bread. And wilt thou remember the farmers when they may go on the field to entrust the seed into the earth. Wilt thou grant a deep sense of their dependency, that it can only prosper in thy hand, and that thou needs to give germination to each seed. Wilt thou so remember us and our children in all our different ways. And now we humbly ask thee, Lord, wilt thou open thy precious word. Oh, it is true, it is opened. But wilt thou grant special light upon the same. Wilt thou anoint with fresh oil from above. Wilt thou grant Aaron's and hers, and that thy word may go forth with power divine, and that with a profound sense of our sinnership and of our unworthiness. But, O Lord, glorify then thy great and worthy name in the midst of us and our children. Wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 257, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. Oh, sing a new song to the Lord, sing all the earth to God, in daily praises bless his name, and tell his grace abroad. And what follows, Psalter 257, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture, Genesis 45, the verses 5 through 15, and we shall read the verses 9 and 10. Haste ye, and go up to my father, and say unto him, Thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me Lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. Our text words speak of Joseph's message to his brothers for his father. With four thoughts, in the first place, the comforting words. Secondly, the rich proclamation. Thirdly, the provided provision. And in the fourth place, the restored communion. Joseph's message to his brothers for their father. The comforting words in the verses 5 through 8. The rich proclamation, the verses 9 through 10. The provided provision, the verses 11 through 13. And the restored communion, the verses 14 and 15. Thus first, the comforting words. Beloved congregation, we have heard the last time that Joseph could no longer refrain himself when he was given to behold that his brothers have repented and that they were humbled. Oh, reverently speaking, so it is also with the greater Joseph. Concerning poor and needy sinners, worked out, talked out, with a burden of guilt, have many beautiful examples. Think in Luke 7 of that woman which was a sinner. Think of Mary when she has come behind and anointed the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we have mentioned last time that concerning those brothers, that there was a difference between Benjamin and those other 10. We do not know exactly how old Benjamin was, but it seems he was a very little boy when the brothers have sold Joseph. Thus then Benjamin was given to weep together with his father concerning that coat dipped in blood for the loss of brother and son. Benjamin, he was not part of selling his brother. Benjamin has not went down to Egypt the first time. He has not met Joseph as that harsh governor. of Benjamin was not put in prison those 3 days. When those brothers, they became so guilty, they were given to speak of what they have done. They still saw the face of Joseph, that anxious face of Benjamin was not as a Simeon who has remained behind in prison in Egypt. Thus Benjamin, there was a difference between Benjamin and those other brothers, because Benjamin had no part in that selling. And then on the second journey, we have heard it out of Genesis 43. Then at that meal, then Benjamin was favored. The Lord has those Benjamins that are favored in a special way. Oftentimes those little lambs, they receive special care, special provision. Do we not read in Isaiah 41 of the shepherd that has taken that lamb and carried that lamb upon the shoulders? But for a Benjamin, oh, it is true, they have all experienced that the money was in their sacks. It is true. The other brothers 2 times and Benjamin 1 time. But now for a Benjamin in his sack, that is where the silver cup was found. Undoubtedly, when Joseph had revealed himself, then that silver cup was still standing perhaps on a table as a testimony. Thus that silver cup was not found in the sacks of the other brothers, but in the sack of Benjamin. And here we see that the Lord is free and sovereign, and that he also deals according to their need. With the church of God, it is the same spirit, the same teacher. They are taught the same matters, but in different manners. Then those 10 brothers, they are a type of a church that has fallen quite deeply into sin. And they are convicted very deeply of those special sins they have committed. But now a Benjamin, that is a type of one that is led in a gentle way. Then the Lord has restrained Benjamin that he would not sell his brother. And yet those Benjamins, sometime you meet them, and when you look at their life, respect for God's word, a tender life without reproach, and yet those Benjamins can so complain of their sin that outwardly the neighbor can think, but do you have so many sins? But that they are burdened and complain of their sin concerning that silver cup. And that is their evil heart and their existence. And that becomes such an unbearable burden. But all the brothers, they were convicted, it is true, in different ways. They have all become guilty, and that does not mean that other people, that they are not convicted of that silver cup. We have the examples in the Bible concerning, think of Manasseh, that ungodly king. Oh, when he was brought to Babylon in prison, then he had much to think about. And then we read, then Manasseh knew that the Lord, that he was God. And then he was given to reflect upon all his sins as a king. Oh, that is when so deep. And when he came back, he has tried to restore what he could, but much could not be restored. And for all that people, the one sooner or later, think of Paul in Romans 7, where he was given to speak of that wretched man who shall deliver me from the body of sin. Thus Benjamin and those brothers, they have experienced it differently. Does not mean that Benjamin was convicted less, because it was because of Benjamin that they have returned to the city. It was in his sack that the silver cup has been found. And so it is the work of the Holy Spirit to convict his people. And how deep must it go, and how deep shall it go, that the sinner learns that they can never save themselves, and that they are given to ask whether there is a way to escape that well-deserved punishment and be restored into favor. Thus all the brothers, guilty, experienced in different ways. And for all those brothers, Joseph has revealed himself, I am Joseph. And now our first thought, comforting words, now therefore, and that therefore that rests upon I am Joseph. Zephaninah, Beninah. All those therefores, those buts, and nevertheless in the Word of God for the Church of Jesus Christ, that precious covenant of grace, the work of a triune God, unmovable and unchangeable. And then Joseph has given comfort. Now therefore, be not grieved nor angry with yourselves. Congregation, in these verses, then we find Joseph in that blessed place that he was so willing to forgive his brothers, more willing to forgive his brothers than that his brothers, because for those brothers it was so unfathomable that they could not understand it. A brother whom they have cast into the pit, a brother whom they have sold into Egypt, that such a brother would be willing to forgive them, and Joseph has seen it. Be not angry with yourselves. In the margin it says, let there not be anger in your eyes. Why was there no anger in their eyes? Was that against Joseph? No. But they were angry with themselves of what they have done in former times. Oh, congregation, what a terrible thing that sin is, that it can never be undone. But now the wonder that it may be forgiven through the precious work of the greater Joseph. Now therefore, be not grieved. Joseph was given to see those brothers that they were so afraid. Do we not read of many fear nots? Oh, think on the morning of the resurrection. Do we not read in the book of Matthew that the angels have said to the women, fear not? And so Joseph, nor angry with yourselves. And then he was very specific. He did not say, because you were bad boys, not such good boys when you were young. But it is specific. That is also the work of the Spirit, that He convicts the sinners of specific sins, times, circumstances, and also the necessity of that original sin. And that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. If those brothers have said those words, it would have been very wrong, congregation. Those brothers have said to Joseph, but brother, do we not believe in the providence of the Lord? And therefore, it was necessary that we were instruments in the hand of that great God that decrees, has decreed and rules over everything. And therefore, it was necessary that we must sell you so that you would become the ruler in Egypt and that we may come to buy corn. That would have been very wrong. I think we can all understand that. The secret things belong unto the Lord, and the revealed things unto us and our children, that we may remember His commandments to do them, as we read in Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. But now with Joseph, and of course, for a Joseph, Christ has said to His church in John 13, verse 7, what I do is now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. To look back, and there's also a blessing, when there may be times that we may be given to reflect and look back, and that we may be given to see the special providence of the Lord, and that is what Joseph is impressing upon the hearts of those sad and those grieving brothers. We have the same on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2, verse 23, when Peter was laying the guilt out before the Jewish people. And then he has said concerning Christ, He was delivered according to the determinate counsel of God. Because Christ, He needed to be brought to the cross to bear the sins of His church away. But then Peter has also added, whom ye by wicked hands have taken and slain. And then Joseph continues, oh, what a meeting, congregation, that must have been. Joseph and his brothers. And now Joseph with that meeting, then he is given to tell his brothers, he's honest with his brothers. And so the word of God is also honest with his church, because it tells of the cost to be a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. The eighth beatitude speaks of those that are persecuted. 'Tis the longest beatitude. And in Isaiah 48, verse 10, that the church comes in the furnace of affliction. And now Joseph with that meeting, in this meeting, then he is given to declare of the 2 years that there have been famine and that there would yet be 5 more. What a solemn time that was over the world. when it was known by Joseph, he has interpreted those dreams. Just think of it, congregation, the farmers, the springtime, seed in the barn, did not have to go to the field, did not have to labor. It is true, a great privilege, that they saw those great storehouses, but for the farmers, no labor. It is true. Read in Genesis 3, verse 19, that we are called to labor in the sweat of our face. Many times it can be very overwhelming, can be tiredness of the body, weariness of the body. But then we do well to pause and to think what a privilege and a blessing it is that I still have labors to do. There are many countries where the unemployment is very high, where there is not so much work. Thus Joseph was honest with his brethren, but what a meeting. But congregation, when we consider this meeting, then it is nothing compared what it shall be for the true child of God, that at the end, that they shall be taken up into heaven. And as Paul has written, no longer to see through a glass darkly, but to behold them face to face. And also, what shall it be? Because we believe that God's people shall know one another. Think on the Mount of Transfiguration. Then the three disciples knew who it was, Elijah and Moses. What a meeting that shall be. But in that meeting, there shall be no proclamation of trials and of troubles, because sorrow has fled away, and all the tears shall be dried. And God sent me before you to preserve your posterity. Thus Joseph has not only spoken concerning the brothers, but has spoken of the family circles. And so in the scriptures, how often it speaks from generation to generation that the Lord shall glorify his great and worthy name. And then Joseph was given to declare his wonderful work and to save your lives by a great deliverance. Oh, only a faint type of the greater Joseph, the Lord Jesus Christ. His name has been called Jesus because he has come to save his people from their sins. And then Joseph has declared that he was used to grant a great deliverance. But congregation, what is that compared to the deliverance that Christ has merited for his people? Oh, it is true, Joseph was humiliated. The way was very deep, but nothing compared to the humiliation of the Lord Jesus Christ, where he so willingly has taken the sins of his church upon him. He has suffered and died, resurrected, sits at the right hand of the Father, and to that end he gathers these and preserves his church. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. Thus we find it in those verses that Joseph is given to tell those brothers three times that he was sent by God. Was that now necessary? What do you think, congregation? Was it now necessary that Joseph would tell those brothers three times that God had sent them? There are souls that understand it. In the first place, they have a desire. Oh, it is true. When the Lord speaks, they are so happy. And they may be given to rejoice, but that faith has many enemies. And then they have a desire that the Lord may confirm it. Then in the second place, that they may receive further instruction and light, because Joseph also in these verses, then he broadens out somewhat. And in the third place, the true child has that vehement longing that they may hear the voice of the Lord by renewal. Was not you that sent me, but God. And then further, and he hath made me a father to Pharaoh. Thus in the eighth verse, then Joseph has not forgotten God. Was not easy to be in Egypt among those heathens, but he was still given to confess his God, and he was given to say that he was a father unto Pharaoh. Think of the greater Joseph in Isaiah 9 verse 6, that he shall be called the everlasting father. And now it was not you that sent me, but God, and he hath made me a father to Pharaoh, and Lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Thus that is the rich proclamation. Secondly, the rich proclamation of Joseph to his brothers for his father. And then we read in verse 9, haste ye, and go up to my father. For Jacob, 22 years with that coat that was dipped with blood. 22 years without a son, Joseph. 22 years with those unfulfilled dreams. What a time that must have been for Jacob. And then the question could be asked, how was it now in the heart and life of Father Jacob concerning those matters? The Lord has a people that knows what it is to live between hope and fear. We shall leave it lie. It was the vehement desire of Joseph. And to that end, Joseph has said, haste ye. Was the desire of Joseph that his father Jacob, that he may receive the news, the message, news out of a far country. As we read in Proverbs 25, verse 25, cold waters upon a thirsty soul. Haste ye. There is still haste necessary that in this day that the glorious message, law, and gospel may be brought to the multitudes where there are so many sinners perishing, but also for those souls with riddles and perplexities and questions which they cannot answer, which they cannot unriddle, that the message of the greater Joseph, with his precious invitations and with those promises, he that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Haste ye, go up to my father. O Joseph has become the second in command in Egypt, but he is still acknowledged Jacob. He is still says, my father, and say unto him, thus saith thy son. Thus those brothers must tell their father that Joseph in all his glory and the important position that he has received, that he is still calling himself the son of Father Jacob. Thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me Lord of all Egypt. Then it was the desire of Joseph, when those brothers would go to their father, that that father, of course, he would be given to ponder over it, reflect upon it. But with that news, then Joseph did not say to his brothers, brothers, you must go to my father and tell him what wicked boys you have been, that you have sold your brother, but that he has still become governor. No, it was the desire of Joseph that the transgression, that it would not be focused upon, does not mean that justice not need to be done. Do not misinterpret. But it was the desire of Joseph with an enlarged and forgiving heart that when those brothers would come to Jacob, that Jacob in the first place would not dwell upon what the brothers have done, but that Jacob would be given to dwell upon the glory of a son Joseph, of the wonderful works of the Lord, that Jacob may hear when they have returned from Egypt with the corns full of sack, the sacks full of corn, that it was from Father Jacob. Haste ye and go up to my father and say unto him, thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me Lord of all Egypt. We have said last time that we can draw so many lines from our history to the Lord Jesus Christ when he was risen from the grave and when he has spoken to his church. Think of Matthew 28, verse 18. All power is given unto me in heaven and upon earth. And then the invitation. Come down unto me, tarry not. What invitations there are in the Bible for those guilty brothers, whether for the 10 or for Benjamin. Think of Matthew 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give thee rest. Are there such in my midst? Oh, what precious was kind invitations to come. And when Joseph has given that command also to be sent to their father, then Joseph did not give any stipulations. No. They may all come as they were. Come down unto me and tarry not. And that is now the desire of those truth-seeking souls. They do not only need the gifts, but they desire that special presence, the nearness of the Lord. Because those guilty brothers, they experience much of that separation because of their sins. And then further, and thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen. Then we can understand that already the first time that those brothers have come, that Joseph, of course, also prayed, but that he has given it much thought for the future, where his fathers, his brothers, and those families may dwell, that they may receive the best portion in the land of Egypt. Oh, only a faint type. The degree of God, not only chosen his church, also decreed the time, the place, the way that they shall be converted, their whole life laid out. Also their portion here below, but already from eternity it has been decreed. All those mansions prepared, as I read in John 14, verse 2, that Christ has went to prepare those mansions for his church. And thou shalt be near unto me, that Joseph is stressed. Ah, Joseph, such a desire. Oh, by renewal, what a beautiful type. When we think after the resurrection that Jesus has appeared unto his church in different places and that he had a desire they would be near unto him. Ah, then we also read on the resurrection that that church was full of fear, but then he says, come near unto me. I am not a spirit, I have flesh. And they have given him something to eat. Then we find many similarities in our history. And thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children and thy children's children and thy flocks and thy herds and all that thou hast. Ephesians 3 verse 20. That the Lord does exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. We read in Genesis 43, when they have come down the first time, that they were afraid that Joseph would take their asses. And now when Joseph reveals himself, then he speaks of the provision of those asses. Our third thought, the provided provision, but let us first sing. Psalter 396. The first four stanzas. The Lord is strong to help the weak, upholding those that fall, restoring those bowed down with grief, and doing good to all. And what follows? 396, the first four stanzas. Joseph's message to his brothers for their father. The comforting words, the rich proclamation, and now thirdly, the provided provision. Then what precious words they were, congregation. When Joseph has said to those guilty brothers in different measures, brothers that have sold Joseph, but also a Benjamin, with that silver cup, that family, the whole family, with the children, the grandchildren, with their possessions, that they would be near unto Joseph, that they would receive a special place in Egypt, and congregation that is now the blessed portion of the true people of God. Oh, young and old, seek then earnestly that you may belong to that people. Oh, ask the Lord for the work of the Spirit, that you may be convicted of your sin, that a need may be born in our hearts for that greater Joseph, that Zephaniah Penina, oh, the revealer of secrets, the Savior of the world. The Lord has a people who understand what it is that desire, to be near unto the Lord. Sweet communion, Lord, with thee. And now Joseph, oh, he is given to declare to those brothers, because Abram, the Lord has told him that his posterity would go down into Egypt and to be afflicted 400 years. Oh, it is true to be near to Joseph, and it is true when faith is an exercise. Oh, what a blessed place that is when there may be that trusting in the care of the Lord. But nevertheless, there can be many trials, and there can be many questions, and then maybe those guilty brothers, they had many questions in their mind. But then Joseph, then he is further given to declare, and there will I nourish thee. Thus then Joseph is his brothers. When you come down into Egypt, all brothers, look then at those mighty storehouses that are so full. You have already received a little foretaste. You have come down to Egypt to buy that corn. By renewal, the sacks have been filled, but then you may be in the vicinity, and those storehouses, they can never be emptied, humanly speaking, but more so with the greater Joseph. Then he is so great that by giving out he does not become less, and by holding in he shall never become more. And there will I nourish thee, for there are yet 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. And then it is evident, those brothers, after Joseph has revealed himself, then they have not yet spoken. They were listening in awe. And it is implied, oh, they have come closer. And after Joseph starts speaking those kindly words, that they have looked up at Joseph, they were given to behold their brother. No anger, no revenge. Have heard it at the beginning of this chapter that he could not refrain himself. He has revealed himself as Joseph, the governor of Egypt. And then to confirm it, then he says, brothers, and behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh unto you. The other times, then Joseph has spoken through an interpreter, but now no interpreter. Then Joseph was given to speak in the Hebrew language. And then Joseph, as it were, was saying, brothers, you see it. I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye have sold. Then what similarities we have with the greater Joseph. We shall read from Luke 24, the evening that Christ has revealed himself to his church. Similar language that we find in verse 13. Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And while they yet believed not, for joy and wondered, he said unto them, have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and of a honeycomb. Similar in our text words. Oh, then Joseph, behold, brothers, and see that it is I. What does the church now need? 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3. No man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Thus those brothers in that revelation, they have experienced much. A revealed Joseph, a declaration of the wonderful providence of the Lord, that he works everything for good. We read if two comes, would be very unkind for those brothers not to come. What do you think, seeking souls? Ah, the Lord has people that prayer of the bride in the Song of Solomon in chapter 1, verse 4 is not a strange language. Draw me, and we will run after thee. And with those invitations, then that people is described and declared. And there are souls upon the earth that may be included. Oh, come near unto me. Further instruction concerning the things of the Lord. Hear his lovely voice. But now those brothers, there was still a certain separation. And now those brothers, they would receive more. And that is our forethought, the restored communion. When we consider our points, then our first two points that speak of a prophetical office. Joseph was instructing his people. Then our third point, the provided provision, that speaks of a kingly office, because Joseph was Lord of all Egypt. He had authority over the storehouses to distribute according to his desire and his will. But now our forethought, the restored communion, that speaks of a priestly office. Of course, Joseph has not given his life that respect we cannot compare to the greater Joseph. But those brothers, with everything that they have heard, then there was still some separation, was becoming smaller. But now Joseph, with an enlarged heart, could not refrain himself. Not only speak, but also to embrace. And to that end, and bring my father hither. And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept. And Benjamin wept upon his neck. What an embracing that must have been. And I think the boys and girls can understand that there are tears of sadness. God's people weep those tears. Tears of sadness concerning their sin, selling their brother. Also that silver cup. But there are also tears of joy. Especially in earlier days, think of the time of war. When sons, fathers, boyfriends were sent upon the war field. Nothing heard for a long time. And then when such a one stood before the door, then our children can understand that there was much crying and weeping. But those were joy, those were tears of joys and of bewilderment. What that must have been for Joseph when they have embraced each other. And they wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. How do you think it was with those other brothers? What do you think they have thought? Benjamin, he has not been guilty of selling Joseph. And of course, a blood brother, same mother, that a Benjamin would now receive that embrace, that they could understand. But undoubtedly it was for those brothers. Shall it now stop there? Or shall he also embrace us? Are there souls that understand it? Oh, when they are given to consider the blessed portion of the true people of God, what they experienced, and then was such a longing and a desiring. Oh, it is true. As with those brothers, they cannot deny that they have experienced much, because those other brothers, they have heard the same words. They have all come near. They have heard two times come. Have heard of the Lord's wonderful providence. They were also given to see Joseph and hear his voice, his kindly and encouraging words. But what did Joseph also embrace them? And then we read in verse 15. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren. not one excluded. Joseph did not say Simeon. It is believed that Simeon had a large place, a ringleader, in the selling of Joseph. Then Joseph said, Simeon, you shall not receive a kiss. No. All his brethren. And so it was, is with all his people and the life of that people that they find in God's word. Oh, but it's true. Many times they exclude themselves concerning selling their brother, special sins. Also that silver cup. But none excluded. John 6, verse 37. All that the Father hath given me shall come unto me. And those that come unto me, I will in no wise cast out. What encouraging words for guilty brothers. And with those true brothers, then they cannot continue to rest upon the gifts, the benefits, but they have a desire to come near. Think of Psalm 106, verse 4. Remember me with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Visit me with thy salvation. And those that come with their sin and guilt, as those brothers, not one shall be sent away, but they all receive the kiss. And that kiss, that is a token of reconciliation. Read the same thing in the parable of the prodigal son. It is true that fatted calf was slain, garment, but he has received a kiss. That means that they were reconciled. That points to the assurance of faith, the sealing work of the Holy Spirit. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them. And then, after that, his brethren talked with him. Thus, after that embracing and that kissing, the assurance of kindness and reconciliation, then those brothers start to speak. Of course, guilty brothers, they speak much with the Lord. You find them much at the throne of grace, finding oftentimes with empty sacks. They are given to experience the wonderful things of the Lord. But now with that kiss, then that guilt has been removed, that separation, and then they have talked with him. Sweet communion, Lord, with thee. We read at the end of Genesis 43, with that meal that undoubtedly they have also conversed, but then it was limited, and they did not know Joseph. But here, they talked with him. Ah, then how much they had to tell. Joseph revealing himself. Now, congregation, that is now necessary for each and every one. To that end, place yourself faithfully under the means of grace, where those riches of that storehouse and the freeness thereof, because it is all without money and price. We do not read in this chapter that Joseph has asked for payment was all free and begged the Lord for those wonderful things. Joseph revealing himself. We shall all see the greater Joseph congregation on the great day of judgment. And then shall it be well. Then we need to be reconciled. Oh, the greater Joseph is still gathering his church. And he has promised to his church, where Paul has written in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 9, God is faithful by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, may it please thee by thy Spirit that may be the blessed portion of us and our dear children, benefits merited by the greater Joseph, by thy dear Son, and wrought by the Holy Spirit. Ah, Lord, then it is well for time and eternity. Ah, do then a great work amongst us. Lord, watch over us in the remainder of this week. And may it please thee to provide on the coming Sabbath days. Well, thou remember the consistory, grant the Aaron's and hers. Remember the doorkeepers, those that lead the congregational singing, the sound system. We commend them all unto thee. And wilt thou remember the young couple who hope to be united in holy matrimony in the coming week. Wilt thou go before them as the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, all with the begging that they may learn experientially what those brothers have experienced, and then in their married life, oh, oftentimes as poor beggars, to come to the storehouses of the greater Joseph, and that temporally and spiritually, Lord, bring us safely to our dwellings and pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 420, stanza 5. Let God be praised with reverence deep. He daily comes our lives to steep in bounties freely given. And what follows, Psalter 420, stanza 5. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.